Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, recapping yesterday's heart-stopping overtime thriller in Jadwin Gymnasium. The Princeton Tigers, and there is no other word for it, outlasted the gritty and surprising Dartmouth Big Green 93-90. This game had everything. Big-time scoring, excellent playmaking, explosive rebounding, players hitting the floor, and a dramatic final act. Here is the stat line for the Big Green's Dusan Neskovic, a very talented player. In 37 minutes, he was 9 for 15 from the field, 2 of 6 from deep, and added 5 rebounds. He scored 24 points, most of those in the second half and overtime. You might assume with those totals, Neskovic led his team. In fact, sophomore Ryan Cornish, in one of the most impressive performances by a visiting player this reporter has ever seen, exceeded his teammate in all of these categories. Cornish played 40 minutes. He was 12 of 22 from the field, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc, and grabbed 7 caroms. His 31 points was a remarkable total, as he proved largely unguardable, although at least 4 Tigers tried. To give you an idea of the flavor of the game, consider the fact that the score was tied by each team 17 times, and each team grabbed a lead 9 times. Dartmouth took control early in the first half, as Cornish was hot right from the start. After 8.5 minutes, the Big Green enjoyed their largest lead, 17-8. 4 minutes later, a Ryan Langbord three-pointer capped a Tiger rally, sending the home team into its first lead, 21-19. A Matalako jumper gave the Tigers a 4-point margin at the 7:41 mark. It appeared Princeton was about to seize the momentum. "Not so fast," said Mr. Cornish. He nailed a long bomb with 5.5 to go, tying the score at 28. Seconds later, Cornish made a great steal against the Tigers' talented rookie Caden Pierce. Cornish, all alone, showed his jumping ability with a two-handed flush, giving his team the lead 30-28. Inside a minute, Pierce nailed a three-pointer, sending the Tigers up 5, their largest lead 43-38. Once again, Cornish made a dazzling move to get to the glass. The half ended with the Tigers up 43-40. Obviously, not a secure lead. The Tigers yielded just 50 points to Penn on Monday in 40 minutes. Dartmouth already had 40 points in just 20 minutes. When the second half got started, so did the Big Green's Neskovic. He made 2 straight layups in the first minute. 2 Cornish free throws at the 18-minute mark pushed Dartmouth back into the lead 46-45. Neskovic banged in another basket in the paint, making it 48-45. Just before the first media timeout, a dunk by the Big Green's Dame Adelakun pushed Dartmouth in front by 7 at 54-47, 16 minutes to go. Blake Peters, the shortest man on the floor, grabbed a defensive rebound and then made his first three-pointer in 2 weeks, 54-50. 2 Caden Pierce free throws got the Tigers within 2. The pesky Neskovic then drilled a long 3 to keep the Tigers at bay, 57-52. Dartmouth continued to control things, once again gaining a 7-point lead, 61-54. At the 11:02 mark, one had the feeling that this one might be slipping away from the Tigers. This gritty Dartmouth team will simply not go away. 2.5 minutes later, Tiger freshman Xavien Lee made 1 of 2 at the line to give the Tigers the lead again, 64-63. 20 seconds later, a Cornish 3 made it 66-64 Dartmouth. 2 Alaco free throws and his jumper tied the score again at 68 with 5:38 to go. Three straight Dartmouth free throws restored their lead at 73-70 with 2:40 left. By the 1:11 mark, the lead was 5 and the Tiger hopes were dwindling. One courtside observer let his attention drift to the ESPN Plus broadcast of the women's game in Hanover. Keyshawn Kelman, however, had other things in mind. He went to the line, made one of two, 76-72. Not over yet. Caden Pierce then made the play of his life by stealing the inbounds pass after the Kelman free throw. He passed the ball to Tosan, who found Matt Alaco on the wing. Alaco thrives in late game situations. Just ask Brian Earle. He canned a three ball, giving the Tigers 4 points in 6 seconds. 76-75, Dartmouth, 1:04 to go. With 33 ticks left on the clock, Cornish, perhaps tiring a bit, missed a jumper. Alaco grabbed the rebound and headed up the court. Somewhat out of control, he ran over a Dartmouth player. Tiger turnover. 31 seconds left, Tigers down one. Ryan Langborg then forced a Dartmouth turnover with 19 seconds remaining. Once again, the Tigers were whistled for an offensive foul, however, this time by Tosan. 12 seconds left. Xavier Lee, a talented freshman, then made the play of his life, stealing the ball from the Big Green's Robert McRae III. Tosan tried to get to the basket, where McRae compounded his error by fouling the reigning Ivy Player of the Year, who stepped to the line with 4 seconds to go and a chance to win the game. Alas, Tosan missed the first, but thankfully canned the second, sending the game to an improbable overtime period. Stepping up when it mattered most, the Tiger defense shut out the Big Green over the final 2 minutes. The back and forth continued in the extra session. Two Cornish free throws tied the game at 78. Three straight Tosan points sent the Tigers up 81-80. Neskovic hit two free throws. Dartmouth up 82-81, 2:25 left. A dunk by Kelman, a steal by Alaco, which he capitalized on with a good jumper to give the Tigers a three-point lead, 85-82, with a minute and a half remaining. Naturally, Neskovic struck back with a three ball to keep the Dartmouth hopes alive. Kelman scored at the glass on a Langborg assist to give the Tigers a lead they would not lose. Six Tiger free throws in the final 40 seconds closed the deal. They had made good their escape. Dartmouth is very much alive in the race to the Ivy tournament. At 3-3, the Big Green is tied with Harvard, Yale, and Brown. The Tigers sit alone at the top with a 5-1 record. Cornell is in second place at 4-2. The Tigers face Yale away and the Big Red at home in their next two Ivy League outings. Those games should tell us a lot as we head into the second half of the Ivy regular season. Princeton had 5 players in double figures, and it needed them all. Tosan had 20. Kelman shot 8 of 10, making 18 points. Alaco and Pierce each canned 17. Pierce grabbed a team-high 13 rebounds, notching his second double-double in 6 days. Ryan Langborg chipped in with 11 points. Two stats stick out to this reporter. The Tigers were outshot from deep, 10-7, which is strange considering they scored 93 points. But they out-rebounded Dartmouth 40-29, including 10 on the offensive glass. It was a wild day in the Ivy League for scoring. Three teams, Dartmouth, Cornell, and Columbia, scored 85 or more, and they all lost. This recap was longer than usual, but this game deserved it. So long for now. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. Thanks for listening.